Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 7, Episode 13. I can't believe that we've done 13 of these already. We have a Radio Labyrinth Presents Interviews, which came out, and I want to thank William Tokarski for coming out and talking to us. That was a lot of fun. He's a cool dude, and he's currently in the Fox series Welcome to Flatch, which I enjoy. I really like that show. So thank you guys for turning me on to it. Steph, have you watched it yet?
I haven't had a chance to. I've been meaning to. There's just been so much.
Oh, yeah.
Tons. So much coming at me.
I just think it's something that would be in your wheelhouse. I think you'd like it.
I probably will. It's sitting there. You now we got Moon Knight. Got to get onto that. Haven't watched that yet.
I'm with you. I wanted to today, but I had to take a nap.
If you watch Welcome to Flatch on Hulu, there's no commercial, so you can burn through it pretty fast. It's like 20 minutes.
I'll definitely pull it up. I watched all of that Schumer show, so we finished all that, and Jeff, I know you've been watching it too. Lizzo's Big Girls. So we're both watching that.
No, I will never miss an episode of that.
I can't stop watching it, and so it's a lot coming in that freaking swap shop. That swap shop, it's got me. It's got me by the shorties.
No, you were talking about that before. What is swap shop?
Swap shop. It's set in Tennessee, and it's all these junkers, and there's a radio show that comes on in the morning that says, "Oh, we got somebody on the line here. You better get over there quick. He's got a 68 Plymouth. It's looking good. First come, first serve. Make him a deal." And so then it's a reality show. So they'll go to the same certain. It's probably like I never watched that. What was that crap you guys used to watch with the storage units?
Storage wars. Still on.
It's probably like that. Only I never watched that. Only it's with junk, and they all try to haul ass and get there before the other ones get there, so they can make their deals. And it's always about.
You can see where my family comes from.
I think this probably is where your family's from.
It is that they film it in Clinton. Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Yeah. Do you know the one two that look like they were in the Rockefeller Express? Like the one looks like Billy Bob. Blowing the jug.
I don't know them personally, but I know the family. I know their extended family. So yeah,
it's kind of like a crackish show. It's first you're like, this is dumb, and the next thing there's like four episodes of past.
What channel is it on?
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do they have anybody calling and pranking the swap shop?
They haven't. You should do that, Tim. That's going to be your first episode on your radio show.
You want to hear one?
Yeah, do it.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. What can we do for you?
Yeah, my name's Greg, and I wanted to sell an item.
What you got, Greg?
I have a Whirlpool, funny you should mention it, a Whirlpool portable dishwasher, the kind of wheels that you have in your kitchen if you don't have room for it.
That's funny. Mine's portable too, but she's out walking with her friend today. Dishwasher. I can see that. I know she's not listening. Dishwasher, Greg.
Yeah. And I also, my wife and I are getting rid of that. We also have some glass labware available that you can take with you if you buy the dishwasher. And that comes with a case of matches. And some Sudafed. And
Greg, hey, you know what, dude?
Eisenberger.
You know what, dude? You're a funny guy, aren't you?
Well, I don't think I'm funny. I just got. And if you need any cellophane bags, I got about two or three cases of that. You can come pick it up later today.
You're a funny guy, aren't you?
I got to get rid of for.
I got.
You're a funny guy.
Yeah, I got a litter of kittens I got to get rid of for feeding the pit bulls we got out back. And,
you're a funny guy, aren't you? Go get a life, okay? Go get a life. Good morning, our swap shop.
Yeah, my wife will give a hand job to anybody that comes and picks up one of them pussies.
He's a funny guy.
This guy's free.
Good morning on Swap Shop.
Well, I got a box of dirty comic books with all sorts of different sexual acts taking place. And it can be available to you if you call in this afternoon. And there's all sorts of clowns because it's clown day and everything. Maybe they're having sex with their washing machine, as you are allowed to put it.
You know,
hello?
Morning, you know, swap shop.
One more.
Yes, I have an item I'd like to sell, please.
What are you selling?
I am selling a giant dildo that's made out of glass, and it will not break. I swear to God, it will not break.
I think he's a comedian, isn't he?
No, I am just a dildo salesman.
So Swap Shop is on what channel? Sorry.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
Yeah. That's two seasons, which I didn't watch season one until the season two drops, and now I've binged both seasons.
I might check it out because I like that stuff. It's fun.
I think you'll like it. And it's all kinds of different items. And some of it's, you know, vintage clothes. You know, they got a couple of young dudes on there. They're sneakerheads from Atlanta. You know, they're out on the prowl looking for vintage Nikes and crap like that too. So it's not just junk. It's they have all kinds of different stuff.
Do they have any rubber fists?
I saw no dildos. I saw nothing like that, Tim. But I don't think that they just haven't had anybody call them up with it yet. So
I'm sure they're there.
I think that you should just call them. And said, but if you call them, because they are in Tennessee, I beg of you to do Shelby Foote when you call them.
I got several Confederate flags, original Confederate flags. I can't display them in my front yard because my neighbors they bother them. They are a couple of young white millennials, and everything seems to bother them. It took it, but I took it down. So that's your point. Everybody watch Swap Shop on Netflix.
Wow, he really did it.
Disrespect me and you're gonna get slapped.
Friggin' bitch lad. He slapped me in the mouth.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell.
I'm so sick of his shit.
I didn't see what happened. I was getting ready to go to bed. I believe it was Monday night. Or whenever the Oscars. When were the Oscars on? Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Getting ready.
Where were you at? We'll all remember the day, the moment. Where were we?
Well, I wasn't watching.
No, I wasn't either.
I saw it on Twitter.
And I started watching it for a while, but then I got bored and just went to bed.
I looked at Twitter and I'm like, I better find out what's going on because we'll obviously be talking about it on the radio show tomorrow. So every link I found, the audio was cut. And then thank you to Japan and eventually Australia for sharing their feeds where it was unedited. So you got to hear Will Smith's breakdown and you got to hear the slap. I think by now we're probably all talked out of it, but we're going to try to get something out of it. First of all, I don't think it was staged. Some people think it was staged. Any of you guys think it was staged?
I don't think it was staged.
I thought the possibility might be there. Just because in 2016, Rock made a joke on stage about Jada, and it broke him and Will up as far as their friendship. And they had since repaired their friendship. And I thought maybe that he was doing that as like a, you know, throwback to that joke to like get past that moment. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was why Will laughed. And then when she, you know, didn't reciprocate, it all flipped.
She seems to be a humorless person, very into herself.
Control freak, I think, yeah.
But beyond that, a lot of people that are funny are control freaks. But I think that she's just humorless, really buys into her own brand. You know, she does the podcast, and because she went on her podcast and talks about all this stuff, she thinks that everybody knows. I think David Spade, I had one of the best tweets. Chris Rock or comedians are supposed to carry around a medical chart for everybody in the audience.
Yeah.
On one hand, I guess we're all supposed to know that she has alopecia. But on the other hand, I didn't know she had alopecia.
Who cares that she has alopecia? That she looks the way she looks, and he made a G.I. Jane joke. Who cares?
It doesn't matter what he said. He could have said, your wife's ugly as shit and I hate her guts, it still does not warrant him coming up and slapping him in the face.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I
know people that have, you know, llamas and stuff, but, you know, I didn't know that there was a problem with alpaca.
She didn't have her pet alpaca there.
Oh, alpaca. Got
it. Yes. Right.
Well, you know, Jeffrey Ross, he has alopecia.
Yeah.
That's why he shaved his head.
Yeah, and that's what he was saying. Like, I know it sucks, but it's a joke. I mean, deal with it. It's whatever.
To what Dustin was saying, the joke from 2016 was because they were boycotting the Oscars because Will Smith wasn't nominated, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited.
Right.
That's a great joke. And that's Chris Rock does that. He's been doing it since, God, when's the first time we saw him prominently do stand up? It was on a Robert Townsend special, I think from 1986 or 1987. And I think Eddie Murphy's uncle was the MC of that event. If you remember that, it was a very big special. There were a lot of young comedians that were on that show. And Chris Rock, you know, he had the flat top and the leather jacket.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Chris Rock is one of the best comedians of all time, certainly the modern era for sure. And he didn't mean anything horrible by that joke. And then I think Will, frustrated by a joke, even the Regina hit, what's her name?
Regina Hall.
Regina Hall, her joke from earlier in the show, I think was a little more biting because it was talking about her banging dudes.
You know? I think that's what set it up. And to be honest, I mean, there's all these rumors too now, which I don't even, she may have even said it, about her banging one of Jaden's friends.
Yeah, the rapper.
Right. So it's just, it's a lot. There's a lot going on. And I think that you just saw somebody who was trying to, I don't know, he I think he's taking a lot of shit. And then she drives him crazy. I feel like he's in a very toxic relationship and he needs to get out of it. He should probably... They should get divorced is what I think and move on. And Will needs to be whatever he's going to be. Live his authentic self. Isn't that what people do now?
Yeah. Well, her authentic self is talking about her sex life and their open marriage and her alopecia. Willow won't even sing I Whip My Hair anymore because of her mother.
And let's just say this. And I think other people have made this point, but alternate universe, he's still alive. They would ever allow it. Patrice O'Neal is up there. He's making jokes and he's making way harsher jokes than that.
Mm-hmm.
Will gets up and comes to slap Patrice. I highly doubt it. No. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, it was because it was Rock. They have a relationship already. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And even if it was Jimmy Kimmel, if it was any of those guys, he never would have done that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No.
I said, you know who would have done something like this? Jaden. That's the thing. That's what, more than anything else, that's what, to me, it looked like. It looked like Jaden walking up there and doing something. I've never been able to see Will Smith in Jaden, but I'm seeing a lot more Jaden in Will Smith lately.
Childish.
Yeah, just acting like his, you know, the way Jaden acts, like reality's not real and he can do anything he wants and with no consequences. And, oh, they'll think this is funny. And they
didn't. Listen, and this is not exclusively rich people either doing this. Because my niece has no money. And this motherfucker won't get a job. And she's telling us that she's taking some time for herself. I you can't even believe this. And this is all their generation. Like,
Jada.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Jada Pinkett Smith is in her 50s, right? Or her late 40s? Early 50s. And her tweet, it's a season for healing. What season are you talking about? It's a season for healing.
Yeah, you saw she got drug. And they're like, Will needs to heal from you. And then there's that meme where, because, you know, Denzel said to him afterwards, he's the one who calmed him down and was like, when you're at your highest moment, the devil comes for you. And in the meme, there's Jada or the devil.
So when something like this happens, which is the most bizarre event ever that I've ever seen happen on a television show like that, you know, we live in an era now where there's instant memes, there's instant comedy, there's photoshops. You know, back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, even the early 2000s, maybe, there weren't immediate reactions. And now, you know, we consume, and regurgitate media all day long. So you're just bombarded with it. It's like a flame, you know, and it'll eventually extinguish itself. But we're going to milk it a little bit, you know, because there's all sorts of, you know, side stories that go along with it. Chris Rock's tour immediately sold out, I think, the entire country. He's in Atlanta. He will have been in Atlanta when this podcast comes out. Yeah, but his tickets are going for over $400-$500 a piece after that.
Oh God. Is he doing bits about this, do you think? Do you think he's going to?
He's going to have to, don't you think? I think his first show on the tour is tonight.
Is Atlanta his first show after?
I don't know. I mean, I could guess, I could Google it.
I would claw somebody's eyeballs out to get into that show.
while you're looking that up, when just real quick, when Jeff Ross tweeted that he has alopecia, I tweeted back saying, "American History X 2. Can't wait."
What did he reply?
Nobody even liked it.
Oh, that's too bad. That's funny.
Well, they're all hurt. They're all upset. But don't you also think this is all of these comics? I get it. You know, I mean, nobody thinks this is cool. It was stupid or whatever. But quit acting like all of a sudden people are just going to come up on stage and start slapping you in clubs. Just stop it. You're overreacting. No. Yeah,
I mean, it happened to him and that Jim Jeffries. That's all I can think of.
And this is the thing. He got away with it because he's Will Smith.
Right.
Joe Blow in a comedy club is going to jail.
Everybody thought it was a bit in the audience. Yeah. There was no, like, nobody would thought to stop him.
But he won't be allowed to go back. I don't think he'll be allowed. Chris Rock first.
I think we'll give him a time ban. Like, they'll ban him for like 5 years or some crap.
He's doing a run until Friday, which is yesterday if you're listening to this on Saturday. But anyway, he's doing the 30th, the 31st, and April 1st, 3 nights, 2 shows each night in Boston. And here's some of the ticket prices: $500, $495. Now, at the Borgata in Atlantic City on Saturday, April 2nd, which is the day the show comes out, $940, $1,000. So, you know, you're not going to see Chris Rock on this tour. All these tickets are going to be gobbled up.
How much, but you know, there's got to be press at this that are just like, anybody's going to pay them tons of money to get whatever they can get from the show.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Just the first 5 minutes alone.
Mm-hmm. You wonder, though, he has to say something tonight. His first show, as we record this, is in 20 minutes. He has to say something. You know he will.
Well, he's Chris Rock. That's the shit he talks about, you know.
Yeah.
Guess what? You just hear.
I mean, don't you put Bring the Pain. Bring the Pain is up there in, like, I feel like top 15 stand-up bit.
Absolutely.
Of all time. Top 15.
Yep. OJ. You know, I follow OJ on Twitter. It's a bitch that he's not verified. I mean, he's real. You know, it's him. No, I don't care. And OJ did a video this week where he's talking about it. He goes, you know, a lot of people are talking to me. They want to know, OJ, what do you think about the new overtime rules? As much as I think about it, I would love to have seen Josh Allen have a shot to go down the field and tie the game up. But more people want to know how I feel about Will and Chris. And so OJ's talking about it. He goes, you know, what Will did was wrong, but he was upset. But I understand. And immediately when I heard that, it made me think of Bringing the Pain. Because the last bit on that album is Chris Rock talking about OJ. Remember that?
I do, but I feel like we're going into the Office Diversity Day. Yeah. Right now with you in this very moment.
What? I can do OJ.
Exactly what I feel like. Yeah. I feel nervous. I feel like
don't feel nervous. I'm going to
Idris Elba is going to come in at any moment and just shut this whole thing down.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's ruined. He's butchering it. Could you just let me? Every time black people want to have a good time, some ignorant ass. I take care of my kids. Wait. I always want credit for something they're supposed to do.
You know what? This is a color-free zone here. Stanley.
I don't look at you as another race.
No. I've been doing an impression of OJ.
I'm talking about the Chris Rock impression because Michael Scott does
it. That's what started the diversity day.
Oh, well, no, I'm not going to say the words that would get me in trouble.
It doesn't matter. It's the vernacular. It's the whole, yeah, so that Michael was doing it around the office and it made people uncomfortable. So they had to have a racial sensitivity seminar. Right.
And it was Idris Elba.
No, it was like
he was the boss. He was
right. keep it 100 guy. What's his name?
Who was it that did it?
Well,
I don't remember. But yeah,
to get back to OJ. OJ goes, well, you know, a lot of comedians back, you know, were making fun of me, and everybody had a routine, and you know, a lot of them I wanted to slap. But if I had slapped them, I would have gotten life in prison. He just talks like. He talks like I didn't kill my wife.
Got Norm fired. That was the best I could do.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, OJ's just talking like, yeah, I didn't kill anybody. And I didn't go to jail for beating the guy up, stealing my shit.
He did say if it happened to him in Vegas, they'd throw him away for life, right?
Yeah, that's how he closed it out. Yeah, anyway, I'm just saying, take care. These little videos are gold. And if people didn't hate him so much, there would be more talk about it, but nobody wants to talk about OJ. I'm surprised they even allow him to be on Twitter, to be honest. But, you know, they let, you know, Al-Qaeda and all those people be on Twitter. I guess you can let OJ be on Twitter.
I don't hate him.
I don't hate OJ. I mean, the dude was my first sports hero. I worshiped OJ Simpson. I loved him. My parents let me stay up to watch him host Saturday Night Live, where he came out in a cone head and he made out with Bill Murray in one of the scenes. I loved OJ. He was the most awesome dude ever. You know what I mean? And then, you know, like the whole thing happened. I was someplace and I think it was in Long Island and I heard the news and I'm like, no, he was in Chicago. He didn't do it. No, there you go. We know what happened after that, but, you know, I loved him as Nordberg. He was funny. He was a good analyst on all that stuff. But you know what? He's a double murderer. So I guess, you know, you get one and yet if there's balance.
Alleged.
Yeah, what? he was found innocent of that crime, Tim.
No, he was found not guilty.
Not guilty.
He was found criminally responsible for it. What was he eventually found guilty for? Where he had to give all the money?
It was a civil suit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do a wrongful death suit.
Yeah, Goldman's didn't get a dime out of him because he, you know, found a way to hide all of his money, which is too bad.
They don't hate the player.
You know, Autumn used to work with his son at one of the hotels in town. He was a chef.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he said he was a nice guy.
So he knows a lot about knives then.
Now, listen. This is that he was a little kid. Don't cast aspersions on the young Mr. Simpson. All right. So the Academy says that they're going to take action against Will Smith. We'll see what happens. Stuff like this tends to, you know, fade away. But I really believe that a lot of people, like even Jim Carrey, came out and said how they handled it was terrible. They should have thrown him out. And Hollywood's really ridiculous for giving him a standing ovation. I think they kind of were.
Yeah.
I like Will Smith and it sucks because I've always liked him. He's a good actor. He's funny.
I still like him. It was so stupid. He had like a breakdown. He had like a mental breakdown. This is completely out of character for him to do this. They know each other. They've got history. She's a bitch.
Yeah.
She's a hoe. And there you go. And I'm taking the man's side of it. But yeah, I blame it all on that bitch.
Yeah,
get a wig.
They need to send him to Bel Air to live with his aunt and uncle.
Yeah, that's true.
That'll get him back on track.
Yes. No, I think kick her out. Let him apologize. Obviously, Chris Rock isn't mad.
I don't think he just blew up his whole career again. I mean, like it's not like he was doing poorly. He was at the Oscars, but now it's like he's got a whole new lease on whatever.
Yeah, he's got at least 15 minutes on this.
So I thought maybe we'd try to find out some of the other embarrassing things that happened at the Oscars, awkward moments at the Oscars. And I'll read the list. You guys share whether or not you remember them or have any memories or anything like that. But okay, 1992, Jack Palance wins an Oscar for City Slickers, right? He won Best Supporting Actor for that. Mm-hmm. He comes out and he does his push-ups. I guess it's not the same as slapping someone in the face, but it's still pretty weird to watch an old man do that.
Oh, but he was kicking ass at those push-ups. I remember that. I tried to do one. I was like, I couldn't even do one.
No, not then.
Yeah, he was doing one-handed push-ups. He was like 100 years old.
Right? Yeah. I couldn't do it with two hands.
He was 73. But back when we were in our 20s, 70 may as well have been 1,000. But it was a time when in 92, the Oscars was appointment viewing. Everybody got together. We watched it. We talked about all the movies. Most people had seen all the movies, and there weren't 10 films up for best film. And it was you know, a shared experience for most of the country, unlike today, because there's just too many things. You know, this was a different time, you know, but Billy Crystal was the host, and it was a pageant. It was fun. Mm-hmm. That's gone. You know, no one wants to watch Amy Schumer for 3 hours talk about, you know, whatever she does. She even apologized, speaking of which, for a joke she told. And I don't do the jokes if you're going to apologize for the next 6 days after the fucking thing, right?
Yeah, and don't go on with this bullshit about how you this whole thing triggered you, because I'm sure a lot of people get triggered if they think about going to a movie theater to watch your train wreck movie. So don't start with this bullshit. It was a slap. Get the fuck over it.
Yes. And listen, don't make fun of Kirsten Dunst. That would have been a funny joke, but she just dragged it on too long. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can find it on YouTube. Here's one from 1973. Sachin Littlefeather accepted the award for Marlon Brando, who won for The Godfather. And he didn't want to go.
I don't want to go. Send the Indian lady.
She went up to talk about Native American stuff that was going on at the time. She wasn't allowed to deliver the speech that Brando had written, so she just kind of winged it. But we don't remember that. What happened in 2013? Jennifer Lawrence fell over. I don't remember that.
She fell coming up the steps.
Yeah.
Like, to accept the award, she stepped on her dress on like the third step and then just like planted. And then got back up and laughed it off, which I thought she took it. You know, she just won. She didn't give a shit.
Yeah. Michael Moore won an Oscar for Bowling for Columbine in 2003 and started complaining about Iraq and Bush, and people started booing him. And then everybody got in a big fought over it. Speaking of politics, I don't remember this one because I wasn't staying up to watch the Oscars. In 1978, Paddy Chayefsky got in an argument with Vanessa Redgrave about politics. Oh, Vanessa Redgrave used her speech to rage against Zionist hoodlums. Yeah, you're not going to get away with that, Vanessa Redgrave. 2013, again, that was a good Oscars. I forgot about that. That's Seth MacFarlane. And he said something about saw your boobs. I don't remember. Oh, Kate Winslet's boobs.
Yeah, he did that. He also did the what was it? Something from The Sound of Music, and had the Nazis come in from the left-hand side and say something and then walk back out. Yeah, I was like, holy shit. It's like a Family Guy episode in the middle of.
I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, that was a fun one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adrian Brody trying to make out with Halle Berry in 2003 when he won for The Pianist and really made her uncomfortable. I remember that one.
Oh, yeah. She was probably afraid she was going to get sucked up in that schnoz.
Get her eye poked out. Yeah.
Really good as Pat Riley.
He is. I love that show. I'm like, every episode, I love it even more than the last episode. And that podcast I sent you guys. So
is that the official podcast?
I don't know if it's the official, but they really dig in, and and they've got so many people that really know what they're talking about on there. They have a professional basketball player plus this LA writer, and then they got people that were alive and around the Lakers at that time that tell you shit. They play clips from the actors talking about their characters. It's great.
I'm gonna check that out because I'm really digging the show, even in spite of my angry text 5 minutes into the first episode. John Travolta butchering Idina Menzel's name by calling her Adele Dazeem. skipping ahead, Dick Poop. Oh, 2015. They're talking about Dick Pope, and somebody calls you Dick Poop. Okay, David Niven, the streaker incident, 1974. Even if you weren't old enough to watch it, you know what happened. And David Niven says something about it. He was just stripping off and showing his shortcomings.
By the way, keep John Travolta's name out your fucking mouth.
Yeah. there's other ones, but those are the ones that pretty much stick out to me.
What was the big one? Because I heard Kimmel on some podcast on Monday, and they were talking to him about this whole thing, and they were like, "Oh, I know he's gonna be coming on your show later." What the fuck show was I listening to? I can't even remember now, but he was saying that, "Oh, this has overshadowed what happened with you. Up until this happened, your moment was the craziest Oscars moment."
Now, who was he talking to?
He's talking to Kimmel.
Who, though?
Was that? I don't remember, Tim. I'm trying to remember what podcast.
Was that when they announced the wrong movie? Kimmel?
Yeah, that might have been. That might have been.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, it was the Moonlight. The Moonlight La La Land fiasco. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yep.
They were saying up until then that was the craziest thing that had happened.
Moonlight or La La Land. Okay, I remember that. But they all so weird. I don't remember them like I used to. I remember Oscars shows from the 90s better than I remember the ones from now.
Yeah.
Kind of sad. I liked David Letterman, but no one else did.
Yeah, I liked Letterman hosting too.
He wasn't right for it. Good news if you're into dogs. John Travolta's 11-year-old son, Ben, adopted the Betty White Oscars dog.
Mac and Cheese.
Yeah. So
that was a cute little dog.
Yeah.
By the way, that was the Bill Simmons podcast. That's what I was listening to.
Oh, okay.
Heard the latest news on the radio.
News.
WIPR TV.
And now for the latest news.
Let's see. What else? Bruce Willis is retiring. That is pretty sad. He has aphasia, which means he can't understand what people are saying.
He lost his ability to speak.
Yeah, it's awful, man. I love Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
But there's also, you can recover from it.
Yeah.
They said he's stepping away.
Okay.
So he could recover from it. It usually happens to people who have some sort of brain trauma, brain injury, a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like a bunch of things that can cause it, but people can definitely get better.
Yeah.
And I hope it happens for him.
Yeah, he could definitely regain his speech. And because I'm not even sure which kind he has, because there's some where you can't put your words together, and then there's another part of it where you can't understand what people are saying to you.
Yeah. That sucks, man.
That kind of explains why he made all those movies right in a row, though. And I hope those people feel bad for ripping him a new one.
Oh, for the Razzies? Yeah, he had his own category this year. Yeah.
But you can see he's like, "Oh, I'm not going to be able to do this anymore. I better do all of these right now while I can."
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, make the money while you can.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll heal up and come back and do some cool stuff. You said Cary Means, who is Frylock, and on Aqua Teen Hunger Force, is in the hospital. What happened to him?
He's got something going on with his heart. He's in the hospital.
Well, let's wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, speedy recovery. Yeah.
If you're following him on any social media, you know, just wish him well, because he's a cool dude. An interesting cat, and we got to hang out with them a little bit over the summer or over the winter.
Who died?
What's wrong? Who died?
What happened? Who died?
Moving on to who died now. Everybody knows about Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins, dead at 50. Overdose. We don't know exactly, do we? But it happened in Bogota. And the Foo Fighters ended up canceling the rest of their tour, obviously, because it's such a blow. The guy was cool. He could sing. He could play the drums. He always got a segment whenever they did a show where he could sing some covers and have fun. And yeah, just weird stuff. And he passed away like that.
I mean, what they're saying is his heart was twice the size that it should have been for a man his weight and age.
What do you think caused that?
Well, he's a recovering addict, so.
Yeah.
Well, he had stuff in his system, too, so obviously he wasn't recovered.
Well, I mean, that's why probably why his heart was so enlarged from all the past abuses.
Because he almost died in 2001.
Right.
He OD'd and barely survived that. And then after that is when he kind of got cleaned up and everything. But that's addiction for you. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible disease.
Well, one thing that bothers me now is that whenever a celebrity dies, no matter how old they are, the first thing you see is these conspiracy nuts come out. Oh, he got the vax. The vax caused it. Yeah. No, the vax is not causing you stupid shit.
The fact that he's in Borgata where you can get, or Bogota, I mean.
Yeah.
Where you
they said get, there were like, 10 substances in the room, 10 different substances.
But have you guys noticed that, though? People saying, blaming it on vaccines and stuff. It just gets... into Twitter. And
that was the first thing the first thing I saw when I saw the Bruce Willis thing. They were like, "Oh, Betty was vaxxed," and I was like,
"And they're blaming Bob Saget's death on the vaccine too."
People died before COVID.
Yeah.
The vaccine hit him in the head.
Yeah, exactly, and caused brain trauma and his skull to cave in. People, I get it that you want to have a conspiracy around this. I want to have a conspiracy around it, but you know what? Sometimes there isn't one. And people die, and it's not the fucking vaccine. So let it go. Just relax.
As the swap shoppers would say, there's not enough meat on the bone.
That's right. As Adele Medina would say, let it go. Adele Mazina, whatever. John Travolta. So how about this, though? Dying on your 76th birthday. That's what happened to actor Paul Herman.
Herman died?
No, Paul Herman.
Oh.
Who most people know as Beansy Gaeta from The Sopranos, the guy that...
Oh, Beansy?
Beansy. Yeah. No.
We just built him that ramp.
Back the ramp up to your ass. Vanilla up in there.
Take the money.
You got to take this money, Beans.
I'll run you over.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not bending over. But that guy was a good actor. Paul Herman is his name. He was also in Goodfellas. You know that manic last half hour when he's trying to sell the guns to his Pittsburgh connection. You know, he's the guy. I got this. It'll make you want to see helicopters? It'll make your head spin. He's in a Casino. He's also the crazy guy when Tom Hanks in Big, when Tom Hanks and the kid go to that shitty part of New York to get the hotel room. There's some weirdo walking by. That's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What a great, just a small role for him on The Sopranos, but what a great character, memorable character. Everybody knows how much I love that show, and I follow all the meme people and really get into it. And so that's a loss too. So rest in peace to those folks. I wanted to say just some follow-up. Steph, that movie Fresh that you recommended, I enjoyed At first, I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, well, this is some dumbass rom-com, or it's not a rom-com, but it starts out like a Hallmark movie and ends up like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Fucked up. I had no idea what to expect, so thank you for that recommendation.
You are welcome. It was a wild ride.
Yeah, I'll say.
And I hadn't seen him play a role like that before.
Uh-uh. I tried watching the erotic thriller with Ben Affleck and what's her name? Ava DuVernay or whatever.
Deep
and the Armas.
Oh, Anna de Armas. I couldn't make it. Terrible garbage.
Boring. It seemed like crap. It was just like something for them to get paid to bone, and then they break up.
Yeah.
Views.
Or.
And snooze.
Views.
All right, views or snooze. Number one. The Bubble on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
This is Judd Apatow's first Netflix project since his film King of Staten Island. This is co-written by a South Park writer. It follows a cast of an action blockbuster who are shooting inside a pandemic necessitated bubble. They live together in a hotel. I think it looks pretty funny. The trailer came out today.
Yeah, trailer looks good.
Yeah.
I'll use it.
That's a view. Yeah. I like it.
The bubble.
Number two, Ken Burns takes on the Marvel Cinematic Universe on PBS.
How do you do a documentary from something that began 20 years ago? Go ahead, Steph. I interrupted.
I was just going to say, view. I have to see it.
Yeah, it's a Ken Burns. I'll view it. I could listen to him read a phone book.
Yeah. Dear Dr. Bennett.
Can you hear Shelby Foote talking about Fantastic Four?
No, he's going to do DC. Shelby Foote's going to do DC.
Went into outer space and Reed Richards and his wife, Ben Richards and Sue's brother, Johnny Storm, they all went out of space. And they got pelted by some cosmic rays and they came back and crashed. And when they got out, one guy was an orange rock, and that tickled me. it was definitely, they were writing letters to home. And I was wondering about the time when, but it tickled me like how Dr. Banner became the Hulk. Why there was some idiot out there in a Jeep playing his harmonica and they were doing a gamma bomb test. The good doctor, he took it upon himself to run out and stop him. And then the bomb goes off and he turned into Incredible Hulk. Now, not a lot of people know the original Hulk was gray, but gray didn't play well. And there was the atomic air, so they made him green. If you watch, if you ever watched the Venture Brothers, they do the best parody of the Fantastic Four. It's Stephen Colbert did the original voice, then he went away and then he came back and did it again. But he does the voice of the Mr. Fantastic kind of guy. But the Thing character, it made him a big rock, a strong rock, but it also made him mentally challenged. And Johnny Storm, or John, that character can't be exposed to air. He catches on fire and he screams. So they keep him in a tube. And then Stu can't turn it. That character can't turn invisible. You can just see her muscles. Her skin is invisible. Mr. Impossible. No, is it? Yeah, I can't remember the names of them because I'm tired now, but it's good. Anyway, go ahead. There's one more show.
Yeah, one more.
I'm going to view that Ken Burns thing.
The Outlaws on Amazon Prime. This is that Stephen Merchant show.
Oh, that's a for sure view. A
bunch of lawbreakers sent to perform community service, and they band together. One of them becomes tangled up with the mob. Stephen Merchant, I'm in. It's a views for me.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
When did these all start?
This week.
All right. I'm going to have to up my TV time, I guess. Gil, you're going to be watching a lot of television.
Oh, he always was going to.
Yeah, that's true. And he has watched. You know, when he was a newborn, for the first couple of months, he watched an awful lot of Alone. Is that show coming back, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Okay.
At what age do you think you'll let Gil watch The Shining?
Maybe the same age I was when I saw it the first time, 10.
Yeah, that's
you got to be Danny Torrance age.
No, too young. Way too young. No, it's kind of more up to his mother than it is me.
No, well, see, it wasn't up to my mother. Or she thought it was, and I'm sure Caitlin does too, but you always sneak the kid out and you let him watch it behind the other parents' back, Tim. You haven't figured that out yet.
Well, see, my mother did not know how to connect, disconnect, or anything with the HBO converter, which is a big tan box with a sliding button on it. When you'd put it on channel 3 and then slice the thing, push the thing over, and then you were able to watch HBO. I knew how to do that. She didn't. So I was able to take the HBO box into my room where masturbatory greatness took place.
God, that box.
Let's just say Tim had his personal best that day.
Yes.
Just on the box.
We spent the night at Jeff's house so we could watch that scene in personal best. Different times, different times. We tried to watch Making Love with Harry Hamlin, but Jeff got so homophobic we had to shut it off.
Well, it's Harry Hamlin. What do you expect?
I'm just picturing you and Jeff all cuddled up watching.
We weren't cuddled up. We weren't cuddled up watching Making Love. I think we both screamed and changed it. We were kids. It's a different time.
Jim kept saying, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'll be back in 30 seconds.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not that there's anything wrong with that. About, well, before we wrap up, though, we do have to talk about Atlanta Pizza in Euro, huh?
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta Pizza in Euro, longtime sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, by the way. Thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. It is a busy spring. Team Trivia is back. On Tuesday nights, bring your friends, enjoy good food, great local craft beers, and reasonable prices and trivia. But you can go any night of the week. You don't have to go just to play trivia. Speaking of beers, they have Jekyll Brewing's Hop Dank Pineapple Habanero IPA on tap, and now offer Terrapin Brewing's Hop Executioner IPA and Dogfish Head's Sea Quench Sour Ale in their craft beer lineup, just to name a few. You can also meet Dustin's son there. Maybe he'll wait on you. He still works there, right?
Yeah, he's a server. He doesn't hang out in the bathroom or anything.
Yeah, you watching Making Love? We got Harry Hamlin out on
the old glory hole in Atlanta Pizza and Euro.
Put your Euro inside of the glory hole. Give me your tzatziki sauce. They love serving the local community of Conyers, not just people who hang out in the bathroom. Covington and the East Metro Atlanta area. Thank them for all their continued support. If you go in there, tell them you heard about it on Radio Labyrinth. And they're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 9, closed on Sundays. And that is, again, in Conyers, Georgia. If you are a fan of the show and you have a business that you'd like to advertise on our show, reach out. We'll do a live commercial just like that. We have slot for maybe 2-3 more. All depends on the algorithm. Got to get with Dustin to find out, but we will do that for you. If you'd like to do it, just hit us up. We'll do it. Happy to do that for you. But we will also make sure that it benefits your business, because if you got some, like, you know, I don't know, like if you get a, you know, like an asphalt company, probably not going to work for you. We'll appreciate the donation and the thank you, but we're not, you know, it won't work for you. I can tell you that.
Right.
So, I heard this new radio show starting on WSB. They should be sponsors of the podcast.
Well, we'll find out when that what that'll be all about. Next week on the show, I believe we're going to have a little chat with Matt Metzger and Josh Warren on Wednesday night when we record to talk about the successful 5-episode run of The Campaign. We've also been invited to a viewing of it at the end of April, a screening. And I'm going to go. Hopefully you guys will come with. And,
yeah, that's right by my house.
Yeah. And we'll check it out. It's the 24th. I just emailed you guys a little while ago. It's the 24th, which is a Sunday afternoon at 4:00. And like I said, all 5 episodes of The Campaign, which you can watch on the Fantasy Network. It's funny. It's cool. It's got cool special effects. Locally made right here in Georgia. So check it out if you get a chance, and we'll talk to them and see how it went. Hopefully there'll be more episodes. And what else? Anything I'm forgetting, guys? Oh yeah, follow us on social media. Of course, Radio Labyrinth on Facebook. The radio, I almost said the Jack Shack. The Radio Shack. I'll meet you at the Jack Shack. We can talk about anyway, yeah, we're the Radio Shack on Facebook. We're also on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth. We are also on Instagram, TikTok. And if you follow us on YouTube, that would be sweet. Subscribe, like the videos, turn the bell on. I guess that's what everybody says. Turn the alerts on. I think if you're I don't know. I never turn the alerts on because then you just get nonstop alerts. about everything. Hey, you got a new episode of the blah blah show. I don't care. I'll find it. I'll watch it when I'm ready. So anyway, do all that stuff if you don't mind, please. We would appreciate it, and thank you very much. We will talk to you next week, and until that time, please remember to keep it canon.